The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pesukim in the end of Parasha Shoftim talk about the parasha of the Egla Rufa. Pasuk says when they find somebody who is killed, they don't know who the Ritzeach was, so the halacha is the city closest to the dead body has to bring an Egla Rufa. And the whole ceremony that the Pasuk describes, they bring it down to the Nachal Eson, and they do the Arifa that it says in the Pesukim. Gemara says, Bava Kama daf pei beis mid beis, Asara Dvarim Nemru B'Yerushalayim. It says there's 10 specific halachas that we find by Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is different than other cities. The Gemara says, one of the 10 things, the Gemara says, Ve'ena Mevi Egla Rufa. Yerushalayim does not bring an Egla Rufa. There's no halacha that if they find this, the closest city to the dead body is Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egla Rufa. Why not? Pasuk says, "Ki imotzi chol ba'adom asher Hashem lekecha noisein l'chol l'rishto." Says that you found the dead body in this place that Hashem gave you l'rishto as an inheritance. V'Yerushalayim l'nischal kol l'shvatim. The Gemara says that all of Eretz Yisrael was divided among all the shvatim. Yichevi got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, l'nischal kol l'shvatim. Yerushalayim is the area where the Beis HaMikdash was built, and in fact, the entire city of Yerushalayim, that didn't go to any specific Shevet. So since it wasn't divided, so there's no din the Rishta, there's no din Yerusha on Yerushalayim, so you can't be Mikayim the Pasuk the Rishta, so Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egla Rufa. Another thing the Gemara says about Yerushalayim, Ve'ena Nasis Ira Nidachas. Yerushalayim cannot become an Ira Nidachas. In the previous parash, in Parash Yisra'e, the Torah talks about the halach of Ir Nidachas, if all the people of the city are Ovid of Edizara. So the halach is, besides the fact that they all get killed because they're Ovid of Edizara, so the entire city has to be burned and destroyed, all the inhabitants and all the property of the city. That's a special halach called Ir Nidachas. And Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas. Why not? So the Gemara says, Dechsib Arecho, it says in the pasuk over there that you heard Kisishma Ba'achas Arecho, one of your cities. And again, Yerushalayim L'nischalak L'shotam, since Yerushalayim wasn't divided among the Shotam, it's not considered your cities, because it's not specifically, doesn't specifically belong to anybody. So there's no din aloch, there's no din of Yer Nidachas by Yerushalayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal Halacha Dalet, brings down this halacha, Yerushalayim can't become an Ir Nidachas. And he says the reason, Shlisha Nischal Kol Shvatim. And the Rambam says another halacha. The Rambam says not only is this halacha true that Yerushalayim can't become an Ir Nidachas, the Rambam says, Ein Achas Mi Ori Miklot Tenasis Ir Nidachas. The Ori Miklot can't become an Ir Nidachas either, Shenemar Ba'achad Orecho. For the same pasuk says Orecho, and so therefore Ari Miklot can't become Ir Nidachas. Ari Miklot, we know, are the 6 cities that were set aside for somebody who kills B'Shegeg, that he runs to these cities and he's safe and the girl Adam can't kill him. Other than the Reitzchim who lived in these cities, the cities were inhabited by the Levim. But the cities weren't divided among all the Shvatim. They were given to the Levim. They have a special halach of the Ari Miklot. So therefore, the Rambam says they're not called Orecha either, and since they're not called Orecha, so just like Yerushalayim is Lenischalk L'Shvatim and can't become Ir Nidachas, so too Ari Miklot cannot become Ir Nidachas. What about Legabe, the Halach of Egla Rufa? So the Halach of Egla Rufa, the Rambam brings Hilchos Reitzeach Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, that Yerushalayim can't bring Egla Rufa, again, because of this reason Lenischalk Yerushalayim Shvatim. But over there, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Ari Miklot. All the Rambam brings down is the halacha of Yerushalayim. So from the fact that the Rambam doesn't say anything about that Ari Miklot are nismite from the parish of Egla Rufa, it seems that the Rambam holds that Ari Miklot could be chayiv to bring Egla Rufa. There's no reason to say not. So the Rambam, because of his stimus l'shoni, because he doesn't say anything, it would seem that the Rambam holds that Ari Miklot will be chayiv to bring Egla Rufo, in such a scenario, if they're the closest city to the dead body. Question is, what's the difference between the halacha of Egla Rufo and the halacha of Iranidachas? But the Gemara says the reason for Egla Rufo that Yerushalayim can't bring, and the reason for Iranidachas, then is Yerushalayim is a smite, is the same reason Yerushalayim is chalak l'shvatim. If the Rambam holds that the Ari Miklat have the same chesaron and have the same problem that they're not nischalak l'shvatim, so then just like they can't become Ir Nidachas, they shouldn't bring Egla Rufa either. And if they could bring Egla Rufa, that means that they are nischalak l'shvatim and there's no problem this that they're given to Levin, then why can't they become Ir Nidachas? So Legabe the Etzim Halacha of whether Ari Miklat bring Egla Rufa or not, we find the source for this halacha. The makar is Yerushalmi and Saito, Perek Tes Halacha Yud. At the end of the halacha, the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi asks the kasha, Ari Miklat Mahein. The Yerushalmi says, what's the halacha of Ari Miklat? Now the halachas over there, the last Perek of Saito, or the halachas of the Mishnayis over there, talk about Egla Rufa. So the Yerushalmi's question is obviously referring to the halacha of Egla Rufa, and the Yerushalmi's asking, is there din Egla Rufa bar Ari Miklat or not? So the Yerushalmi says that whether Ari Miklat are chayiv to bring Egla Rufa or not, depends on a machloikis tanoim. Yerushalmi says, in Tamar lemachloikis nitnu, if the halacha is that the Ari Miklat were given lemachloikis, as we'll see soon what that means, then they bring Egla Rufa. However, there's another opinion that says that the Ari Miklat were given the base dira, not lemachloikis, the base dira means to live in, then ein mevis Egla Rufa. Then they can't bring Egla Rufa. What is this shiloh, whether the Ari Miklat are nitnu l'machloikis or l'veiz dira? What on earth does that mean? The Yerushalmi is very sosim, the Yerushalmi doesn't explain. So what the Yerushalmi's kavan is, the Yerushalmi is referring to a different Yerushalmi, which is based off of a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. The Mishnah says in Ma'aser Sheni, Perikei Mishnah Yudalit. The Mishnahis over there are talking about the halacha. The Torah says there's a special mitzvah called Videi Ma'aser, that once every 3 years, the fourth year and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, the Torah says that you have to give away all the Trumas of Maisers that you're mechuyev to give. You may not have given it by then, you have to get it all out, get it all done. After that, there's a special mitzvah called Vidui Maiser. The Torah says in Parashas Kisavai that you go to the Beis HaMikdosh, you say, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I gave away everything, and I did everything I was supposed to do. So the Mishnah says that Remeir says that Kehanim and Levim cannot say Videi Ma'aser. Why can't Kehanim and Levim say Videi Ma'aser? Because the pasuk over there in the Psukim of Videi Ma'aser, you say Aretz Asher Nasata Lanu. You have to mention in the Videi Ma'aser, part of the Videi is mentioning is acknowledging that Hashem gave you the land of Eretz Yisrael. And since Kehanim and Levim did not receive a portion, they didn't get a chelik Eretz Yisrael, was divided among the 12 shvatim, but was not divided, was peace was not given to Shevet Levi. Therefore, says Rameir, Kehanim and Levim cannot say Vidi Maisa. Loim not no chelik Baretz. Rabbi Yossi argues in Rameir, and Rabbi Yossi says, Yesh lehem ori migrosh. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? They could say Vidi Maisa. Why could they say Vidi Maisa? Because where do the Levim live? True, they don't have a specific area in Eretz Yisrael that was given to them, but the psukim say, in Sefer Yeshua, that there were 42 cities that were given to Levim. Besides for the 6 cities of Ari Miklat, there were 42 other cities that were given to Levim. And different families of Levim, each one settled in a different city. So the question over here is, what is the halachic status of these cities? Who's considered the Bailam, the owner of these cities? The Levim obviously live in all these cities. But Rameir says, even though the Levim live in the cities, but the Gemara says that it's only considered a Beis Dira, that the Torah gave them the right to live there, the Beis Dira. They live there. But they don't have a kinyan, they don't have a bailus, an ownership on the actual land of those cities. Therefore, Rameir says, they can't see Vidi Maisa, they can't see Adam Hashem Asatulam. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says they do own the cities. The fact that it was given to them as a clear kinyan, and now it belongs to them, and now they have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael just like any of the other shvatim, and the halacha is that therefore they could say Videi Ma'aser. And so the Yerushalmi over there clearly says that these are the two tzadim between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, if l'machloikis nitna, oy l'veizdira nitna. The truth is that in the Girsois of Yerushalmi is not clear, but the way that we explained it over here is the way that the Gvuras Ari in Makas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph explains it. And this is the way that we're going to go. Definitely these are the two tzadim, whether the Levim own the cities that they live in, or they just given to Levim the Beis Dira. So now when we go back to the Yerushalmi Insight says, is there a halacha of Egla Rufa by Ari Miklat? Do Ari Miklat bring Egla Rufa or not? So the Yerushalmi says, well, that depends whether the Levim actually are considered the Bailam on their cities. Because the pasuk that we said before said the reason why you can't bring Egla Rufa from Yerushalayim, because it says the Rishta, Yerushalayim wasn't given the Yerusha, because Yerushalayim wasn't divided among the Shvatim. So the Ari Levim weren't divided among the Shvatim, they were given specifically to the Levim. So if you say, L'machloikis nitna, that they were given a chelik of an Eretz Yisrael, and this mamish belongs to them, like Rabbi Yossi holds, so then the Yerushalmi says, then they own the land, just like other Shvatim own their land, so therefore they do bring Egla Rufa. If I hold, like Rabbi Meir, that it's only given to the Meis Diros, then the halacha is, that they will not be chayv in Egla Rufa. So Yerushalmi is saying clearly that there's a machloikis tanoim, machloikis remer and Rabbi Yossi, whether there will be a chiv to bring Egla Rufa from Ari Miklur or not. Now regarding the machloikis in the Mishnah Ma'is Hashemi, can Kaihanim and Levim say Vidi Ma'iser or not? How does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam Hilchos Ma'is Hashemi Perigid Alpha Loch Yitzayin says clearly like Rabbi Yossi, that Kehanim and Levim could say Vidi Meiser. That means the Rambam paskins that, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Levim own their cities. They are considered the Bailim in their cities. Since they're considered the Bailim in their cities, therefore that's the tzad of the Gemara. The Gemara says they're considered a Bailim, and they do bring Egla Rufa. So this, that the Rambam doesn't say any specific halacha about the cities of the Levim, whether they bring Egla Rufa or not, and we medayik from the fact that the Rambam doesn't say anything, so it sounds like it's like every other city and they could bring Egla Rufa. That's because the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, the Yerushalmi says clearly, since they own their land, so they're for the chayv to bring Egla Rufa just like everybody else. So that's understandable, that's how we understand the source for the Rambam Shita, Legabe Egla Rufa, that Ori Miklot will be chayv to bring Egla Rufa. But the question remains, what's the Rambam saying by Ir Nidachas? If that's the case, that the Gemara says that the Ari Miklot are chayv to bring Egla Rufa because it's considered their city, so then why would the Rambam say when it comes to Ir Nidachas that it's not considered, it's not a Recha, it's like Yerushalayim wasn't the Schalkel Shvatim? What are you talking about? The Rambam paskins that Ari Levim belong to Levim. If they belong to Levim, it's like every other city. It should be able to come Ir Nidachas just like every other city. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So perhaps we could suggest the Mahalach to explain the Rambam Shita that there's a difference between Yer Nidachas and Egla Ruf. Now, the Gemara says the reason why Yerushalayim can't become an Yer Nidachas and Yerushalayim doesn't have Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, because of a klal that we know, that the Gemara says in a number of places, besides in this Gemara and Bava Kama, Yerushalayim lo nischal kol shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided among the Shvatim. Now we know the rest of Eretz Yisrael was divided among the Shvatim. What is the halachic ramification of the fact that Yerushalayim or any part of Eretz Yisrael is divided among the Shvatim? What difference does it make if this piece of land belongs to a Shevet or it does not belong to a Shevet? So it would seem that there are two components. There's two parts to the halacha of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim. The first part that we say that each shevet has a schus to live in part of Eretz Yisrael. Every shevet has a schus before Chalukas Eretz. Every shevet has an equal schus to Eretz Yisrael. And when they split the land among all the shvatim, so we say this particular shevet, Shevet Reuven, got the specific area of Eretz Yisrael. So that means that they have a specific schus. They have a schus. They can live in this area. But there's a second part, a second chiddush that Chalukas Ha'aretz performs for each Shevet. When I have a land that was given specifically to this Shevet, this land was given to Shevet Reuven, that means that Shevet Shimon or any other Shevet, a person from another Shevet, has no schos to come live there. If you have a city like Yerushalayim, so the Gemara says anyone could come and live there. Anyone has a schus to move in and say, I'm living here. But if an area that was Neschalko L'Shvatim, you have a makom, a specific area of a Shevet Yehuda, so somebody from Shevet Zevulun wants to come live there, we say you have no right to live here, you leave. We find even in the Midbar that the Midbar was divided, there were areas given to each Shevet, and we find that the Megadif and Parshas Emor wanted to live in, he wanted to put his tent in a specific area in this Shevet, and they said, no, you're not from our Shevet, you have no schus, you have no schus to stay here. So someone who does not belong from the Shevet has no schus to go to a different, has no schus to come into the Shevet. So there are two aspects to the Chalukas Ha'aretz L'Shvatim. One halacha is that this Shevet has a schus to live here, and there's another halacha that because this Shevet has a schus, no other Shevet has a schus to come, no other person from a different Shevet has a schus to come live there. Yerushalayim is missing both aspects. Yerushalayim, there is no one specific Shevet that has a schus to live in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim lein nischak l'shvatim. And on the other hand, it's not empty. It's not pshat that no Shevet has a schus to live there, so therefore nobody's allowed to live there. No. Because no single Shevet has a schus to live there, therefore everyone has a schus that theoretically they could come and live in Yerushalayim. So al pi zeh, we could suggest the halacha that Yerushalayim cannot become an Eir Nidachas. The Gemara says Yerushalayim l'nischak l'shvatim. Why is it that Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim l'nischak l'shvatim, therefore can't become an Eir Nidachas? What is the svara? Obviously, the Gemara brings a pasuk, but the svara behind this miut in the pasuk says Arecha, and it's not your city. We could explain the svara like this. What happens by Yir Nidachas? By Yir Nidachas, we take the city, we take all the people in the city and kill them, and then we take the city and we destroy the city, and the halacha is you're not loisibona, you're not allowed to rebuild the city. So somebody who's not living in the city can come and say, why are you destroying my city? I have a schus to live here. If I have a schus to live here, so how could you come destroy my city? You have no right to destroy my city. Now that's if that person has a schus, who's not living in the city, and has a schus to come and say that he wants to live in the city. So in a regular city that was divided among the Shvatim, so this city, everyone who lives in the city has a schus to live in the city, and no one else could come, no one else in Eretz Yisrael could come and say, well, I want to live in the city, how could you destroy it? So therefore the halacha is that an Eir Nidachas gets destroyed. But in Yerushalayim, so how would Yerushalayim become an Eir Nidachas if it so happened that all the people who are living there on this particular day were Ovid HaVeid Zarah, and therefore now the city becomes Eir Nidachas, it'll need to be destroyed. But why should that be the determining factor of whether the city becomes Eir Nidachas? I have a right to live there. Any person can come and say, I have a right to live there. So how could you come and destroy my city? How could you turn the city into Eir Nidachas? So when it comes to the halacha of Yerushalayim not becoming Eir Nidachas, it's not based on the schus of those who are there already, it's based on the schus of the people who are not there, that they have a schus to come live there. Now what about the halacha l'gabi Egla Rufa? L'gabi Egla Rufa would seem the opposite. The halacha is that the Torah says that if there's somebody who died, somebody who was killed, and the closest city has a chiv to bring Egla Rufa. So why doesn't Yerushalayim bring an Egla Rufa? So we'll say that the obligation to bring the Egla Rufa is chal on the people on the closest city. So we'll say, why should the people in the people who live in the closest city have a chiv? Why should we mechuyev more than everybody else? Because we happen to be in the city, but we don't have a schus to live in the city. If it is a city that was nischak l'shvatim, so we have a schus to live in the city. But if we are in Yerushalayim, we happen to live here. We happen to live here because we came here, but we don't have a specific schus. We have a schus that was nischak to our shevet, so we have a schus to live here. So our schus to live here is a shvach schus. If it's not a complete schus, it's not a very strong schus to live in the city, so how could you obligate us to bring an Egla Rufa? And that is the svara behind why Yerushalayim won't bring an Egla Rufa, because it's not nischak l'shvatim. So there's a difference between the chiv of Egla Rufa and the chiv of Eir Nidachas, is that the reason why Yerushalayim is not chayv in Eir Nidachas is because of the other people's schos to come live in the city. The reason why Egla Rufa is not chayv, the Yerushalayim is not chayv Egla Rufa, is because the schos of the people who are in the city is not such a great schos. Now what about Ari Miklat? Who has a schus to live in Ari Miklat and Ari Alevim?
So the halacha is, we see the Rambam paskens clearly, that Levim have a schus to live there, and that's a schus that they get. It's considered like a chalukas ha'aretz, and it's considered the Rambam paskens, the machlokes nitno, and this city is considered their city. So they have a klar schus, they have a very strong schus to live in their city. But their schus to live in their city does not prevent other people from coming and living in the city, because we know the halacha is by Ari Miklut. Anybody who kills B'shoigek runs to the Ari Miklut, they can't kick him out. The Levim can't say that this is our city, you can't live here. So there's a theoretical schus that every single person in Klal Yisrael has that they could come live in this Ari Miklut. So when we're discussing the halacha of Egla Rufa, so we say, what's the reason why Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egla Rufa? Because the people who are living there don't have a very strong schus to live there. That halacha doesn't apply by Ari Miklut, because the schus of Levim to live in the Ari Miklut is a very strong schus. This schus is given to the Machlokes, like the Rambam Paskins. But when we want to talk about the chiv of the din that Yerushalayim can't become an Ir Nidachas, and we want to know whether it's possible for Ari Miklut to become an Ir Nidachas or not, we say the reason why Yerushalayim can't become an Ir Nidachas is because of the schus of other people that they have a right to say, I want to come and live there. That schus that other people can say, we want to come live there, that applies equally to Yerushalayim and to Ari Miklut as well. Even though the Levim have a schus to live in Ari Miklut, but other people have a schus to come as well. So that halacha that Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas also applies to the Ari Miklut as well, that other people have a schus to live there. So how could you go destroy my city? So the fact that it's the machlokes nitna, the fact that Levim have a schus to live there does not create a chesaron, does not give me the schus that become an Ir Nidachas, and therefore in this regard, the Gabi, this halacha, Ari Miklut and Yerushalayim are the same, and just like the halacha is Yerushalayim can't become an Ir Nidachas, the Rambam paskins that Ari Miklut cannot become an Ir Nidachas as well. Now it's interesting that the Gemara in Bava Kama says, what's the makar that Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv Arecha, the Pasuk says, Kisishma Ba'achas Arecha, since the Pasuk uses the word Arecha, your cities, Yerushalayim, since it wasn't divided among the Shvatim, it's not considered your city. If you look in Rashi on this Pasuk, on that Pasuk in Devarim, in Parashas Re'eh, Parak Yigimel, Pasuk Yigimel, Pasuk says, Kisishma one of the cities that Hashem gave you, Loshevish Sham, to live there. Rashi says on the words Loshevish Sham, Prat Yerushalayim, this excludes Yerushalayim, Shleinit Naladira. Yerushalayim is not given to Dira because it's not given to people to live. Rashi is coming from a Sefri. The Sefri makes this drasha on this pasuk that Yerushalayim cannot become Ir Nidachas. We darshan from the word Loshevish. So the kasha is, what's going on? The Gemara says that the reason why Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas, we learned it out from the Pasuk Arecha. The word Arecha at the beginning of the Pasuk. And the Yusufri and Rashi say that the reason why Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas is because we learned out of the Pasuk L'Shevis at the end of the Pasuk. So what's going on? Which word is it? Is it the word Arecha that's telling me that he can't become Ir Nidachas? Or is it the word L'Shevis? So the truth is, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that we darsh in the word Arecha, that Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas. But the fact that it says Arecha is not an automatic meet. The Gemara says, because Yerushalayim lo nistachak l'shvatim. It's not so simple that Yerushalayim was lo nistachak l'shvatim. There are shittas who hold that Yerushalayim was nistachak l'shvatim. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavav and the Gemara itself in Bava Kama over there, there are other Tanoim who disagree and say that Yerushalayim was nistachak l'shvatim, who was given to Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. Part of the base of the was given to Yehuda, part was given to Binyamin. And according to the Man Darman, that Yerushalayim is Chavkul Shvatim, it would seem that we can't dash in the Pasuk Arecha, we can't learn from the Pasuk Arecha that the halacha is that Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas. So it seemed from the Gemara that if you hold like the other Man Darman, that Yerushalayim is Chavkul Shvatim, then Yerushalayim could become Ir Nidachas. So the truth is that the Netziv in his Pirush on the Sefri on this Pasuk says that Ein Chanami, this that the Sefri needs the Pasuk L'Shevis to teach us that Yerushalayim doesn't become Ir Nidachas, the Sefri is going according to the Man D'Amar that Yerushalayim is Nischalak L'Shvatim. And then it comes out that everyone agrees that Yerushalayim can't become Ir Nidachas, and the Machlokes is just, what's the reason? What's the Makar? Do we learn that from the Pasuk Arecha, like the Gemara says in Mavakamar? Do we learn from the Pasuk L'Shevis, like the Sefri says? According to the Mandamar, Yishalayim lay nisahak l'shvatim, we can learn that from Arecha. According to the Mandamar, all Yishalayim was divided to the Shvatim, so then we have to learn that from the Pasuk l'shevis. So that's how the Netziv learns. The only problem is that the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Gemara says that Asar Dvar Nem Yishalayim, that there's 10 halachas that apply to Yerushalayim. One of the halachas is Yerushalayim doesn't come here on Nidachas. And the Gemara says, how do you know that? Because it says Arecha. Why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk Arecha? Why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk L'Shevis? And then the Gemara wouldn't have to say that it's going according to the Manda Amr Yerushalayim Lo Yisak L'Shvatim. Say the Gemara is going, the Marabais is going even according to the Manda Amr holds Yerushalayim Yisak L'Shvatim, learn that from the Pasuk L'Shevis. So it's a little bit difficult to say this pshat. But the truth is that this braisa does have to hold Yishlaim and Yishchak L'Shvatim, because the next part of the braisa says Yishlaim doesn't become Egla Rufa. And over there, the Gemara says it's only because Yishlaim and Yishchak L'Shvatim, and it says the Rishta. So the Gemara is saying the truth. The Gemara is saying that the Tana of our Mishnah holds the reason why Yishlaim doesn't become Egla Nidachas is because it's not Yishchak L'Shvatim. But still, the Gloshana Gemara seems to imply that there would be some sort of machloikis. Could be, we could suggest, based on this Yisoy that we said that in the Shitas of Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Pasuk Arecha doesn't only tell me that Yerushalayim can't become Eir Nidachas. This Pasuk Gufa is the Makar that teaches me that Ari Miklot also can't become Eir Nidachas. So if that's the case, could be that's what the Gemara, the Bavli, was coming to be Miramis. We asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk Arecha? Why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk L'Shevis? And then it'll be going the Chuli Alma. Could be that the Gemara was trying to be Miramis, that this halacha is true. This halacha that Yerushalayim can't become Eir Nidachas is true even by Ari Mikl because of the Pasuk Arecha. And for that you have to tell me the Pasuk Arecha. And the Gabi, that halacha attack will be an Afkamina. It'll only be true according to the Manda Omar. Yerushalayim lo nischaku l'shvatim. If you hold Yerushalayim nischaku l'shvatim, I can't learn from the Pasuk Arecha. So then I won't know this halacha that Ari Miklub can't become Eir Nidachas. So that's why the Gemara specifically wanted to bring this drash of Arecha to be Miramis, even though the Gemara doesn't say a word about Ari Miklub, but to Miramis this din, which is true, and that's how we will know, that's how the Rambam Taka learned in the Sof in this Gemara, there's a halacha that Ari Miklub also can't become Eir Nidachas. Now, when the Rambam over there mentions that this halacha that Ari Miklot can't become Eir Nidachas, we said before that there really are two different kinds of cities that the Levium lived in. There were the six cities that were Ari Miklot that the Levium lived in, that were specified in the Torah as Ari Miklot. They were set aside to be specific cities for people who killed B'Shagig to go to. And besides for that, there were 42 Ari Alevium, Ari Migrosh they're referred to. And these 42 Ari Alevim also, it seems like Rabbi Yossi holds that they're given to the Levim, l'machlokes, they belong to the Levim. And the Gemara says clearly in Makkos that just like the six cities are protect a person who runs there, that if you kill B'Shegeg, the Goyal Adam can't kill him, the halach is true by the 42 Ari Levim as well. However, when the Rambam said the halacha that the Ari Miklot can't become Eir Nidachas, the Rambam said Ari Miklot. The Rambam didn't say clearly whether this halacha applies to the other 42 Ari Alevim or not. According to the Svar, the way we understand the Shita of Rambam, that the reason why Ari Miklot can't become Eir Nidachas is because other people have a schus to come and live there. So it could be, on the one hand, it could be that other Reitzchim have a schus to come live in the Ari Alevim as well. So you could understand that other cities, other Ari Levim also won't be able to come here in Nidachas. On the other hand, there's a sugya, the Gemara Makkos. The Gemara brings the Machlokes over there. If the people, the Reitzchim, the people who killed B'Shagig, when they go to the Ari Miklot, the Gemara over there is a Machlokes, are they Mechuyiv to pay? Are they Mechuyiv to pay rent to the Levim when they live in their city? And the Gemara over there says that there's a difference between the Ari Miklot and the other Ari Alevim. The Ari Miklot, the Torah specified that a Reitzeach is allowed to go live there. So he lives there rent-free. He has his chus to live there. The other Ari Alevim, true, when he's there, he gets saved that the Goyal Adam can't hurt him, the Goyal Adam can't kill him, but he doesn't get to live there for free. He has to pay the Levim because it's Levim cities. So if you go like that, Manda Amar, then it could be that since the whole Yisoid, the reason why Ari Mikl can't become here in Nidachas is because other people have a schus to live there. That's true. Only if they have a schus to come and live there, and they won't be mechuyev anything. They go live there for free. But if they could only come live there and they have to pay money, they'll have to pay rent to the Levim. It could be that's not enough of a schus to prevent the other Ari Levim from becoming here in Nidachas. So it could very well be. There's a very strong sarda to suggest that even if the Rambam who holds that the Ori Miklut don't become Yer Nidachas, it's very possible that he will be Moida, that the Ori Alevim will be able to come Yer Nidachas.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.